For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Were you blessed? Did you learn anything really? Praise God. I have noticed in my personal life, like this fan is tempting us to sleep. Is it tempting us? Is the fan tempting us? Let's off it, right? Okay. In case if the fan is tempting you, move to an area where there is no fan. Because I've noticed some temptations from the fan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about how many people Bishop Oyedepo has laid hands on? Have you ever thought about it, that he has laid hands on many people? Why are the people not as great as some other people? Have you ever wondered how many people Dr. Paul Enetche has ever laid hands on? Why are some people not great? It's because of things and meetings like this. Many people prefer impartations and sessions where things happen and miracles happen. But you will not be built in sessions like that. You will really be built in sessions where instructions are given and then you apply. Do you understand me? Prefer situations like this where the word of God comes and then you are taught how to, like a teaching like this on how to support and how to walk, and then you will grow. Most times in the evening sessions, that's why I say yesterday I like morning session more. Most of the evening sessions, you don't have the time. You just have to minister to people and then they go. Sessions like that will not really build you up. Personally, there are times when I prefer hearing Dr. Paul Enetche, and they are not, most especially they are not healing and deliverance services. I prefer ministers conference morning sessions. Always, I prefer the morning sessions. Why? Because in the evening, a lot of people are back from the work. There are things he cannot even put safe because of the people that are around. And a lot of things. And then, it affects the service in some way. If you listen to, I was listening to Bishop Dakwad, he said that he noticed that listening to Kenneth E. Hagin in preaching where it was not a conference transformed his life more than sessions that are a conference. Because in those sessions, he said a lot of things that he cannot say in the normal day. Please, I want us to open our hearts, especially to meetings where people are not much. And then instructions are coming. Praise the Lord. Like yesterday, one of the key things I learned about yesterday, why I was blessed tremendously, was not because of the people that were crying or people that were falling down. That was not what blessed me really. Was the key the man of God gave. The key of speaking to your angels and how to make it work. That was really what blessed me. Because with that tool, my life can change forever. Now he has gone. He will not come again. But the remaining days of my life, that key has remained. Yesterday, I was waiting for 12 to do another level of commanding of angels and another level of instruction. And then I did it. That is a key for life. You see that many people fear those level of impartations alone, and then they will go, and then your life will be highly limited. Like being taught today how to be a support system. You know, one of the days Pastor Min was telling me about the choir, and then he was grateful for how their heart has opened, and now they have been supportive, and now they have been supporting of the work. And then, personally, I can see from my own experience, one of the blessings that God has given me is the leaders in Shekinah Encounter Center. Pastor Min, Pastor Ebenezer, hallelujah. When these guys came, there was a time when I'll be the one to sweep and then mop and then arrange everything. But then now, the same things I want to do, they'll be angry I'm doing it. Now, I have more time to focus on studying. When we are preparing the conference, I say, I want to do this one. They say, no. I want to do this one. They say, no. Tell us. What is it? What is it? Like, I have more time to focus on the word of God and then pray. Are we together? Now, first lady is around to take care of me during the conference. Anytime when I come back after conference, I was thinking of food to cook, thinking of clothes to wash, thinking of tomorrow morning. But yesterday when I came back, I just took my bath and I was sitting on the parlor. I was already playing a message. Now she was cooking and blessing my stomach. I didn't have more time to what? To focus on the word of God. In the midnight, I didn't know she noticed it. After I finished praying around 1, I came, I laid hands on her. She was sleeping. I didn't know. It was this morning she was telling me that she knew when I laid my hands on her, praying for her. Say, you will prosper. I was declaring things for her to advance. Because she has made the work easy. While I was declaring, I was also declaring for my pastors, particularly people. When you do things like that, they are the things that will make you great. Are we together? After a while, your life will be different from the rest that already receive prophetic prayers. You will discover you are the people that stand them on. Look at the people in Dunamis Church today. Prosper Ochimana, Ima Singh, Situation Onyeka, Elijah Oyelade. All these guys have been Dunamis for years. I have videos on that laptop of Prosper and Ima Singh on coat. Not suit, coat. Singing and backing up. They have been there. They have service in their God. There was a year that Dunamis has the service every year. Every day for 1 year. After January 1st, there was a break for like 6 months. And then there was service every year. They were there. Healing and deliverance service is 4 hours, 5 hours. And they'll be there after that, after the conference. I remember every minister's conference. After the minister's conference, as everybody is going after the night session, the choir is still back rehearsing. You will understand why after a while, these particular people rise than the other people that are only around when people are falling down and rising up. Are we together? So be available to support. It will always, look at what he said, it will give you private access. I shared a testimony yesterday. And the reason why I shared it was because I have shared it with the pastors already. There are many things in my life that I start telling them when we are discussing that I have never said before. And then I'll tell them I've never said this before and let this not be heard anywhere. That's not true. Especially some of my supernatural encounters, some of the things that God has told me. There are things you'll never assess. Intentionally, as a pastor, I said, no member should come to my house. Intentionally. Because I don't like people who come to your house that they come and I learned it from my fathers in the faith anyway. They say it's no good. But my pastors will come and then I will cook for them. Have I ever done it in my house before? I will cook for them severally. Cook, buy the ingredient. Cook so that they will eat. And then we discuss things. I tell things how to treat a woman. Things are on nation on stage. Is that the truth? In my ear, he's not somebody I mentor. There are things, when he comes to see me, I'll ask him, should I talk to you as a mentor, as a friend, or choose which one you want? If you want me to talk to you as a pastor, that is the way I will talk. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what did he say? What did the Lord say? Okay, yes, go ahead. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. But then, as a mentor, again, there is some, and then if you want me to talk to you as a friend, there are things I will open my mind and tell him. So anytime you come and say, sir, please don't talk to me as a pastor. Talk to me heart to heart. There are things I will not tell you as a pastor. But if I'm talking to you, my heart, there are things I will tell you that will be the truth. There are many things I see people do that I cannot tell them. But if I open my heart to talk to them, their life will change. Are we together? Sincerely, what Pastor Min shared today is a blessing that will change your life forever. Support anywhere you are working. Be there. The benefit really struck my heart. When you sow, somebody will serve you. When you serve somebody, Pastor Tom, how many of you know Pastor Tom? Okay. You know Pastor Tom, right? How do you know him? No, that one. Hallelujah. I was sure. No, my friend. Hallelujah. My friend, not Pastor Tom Omeneke, yes. Pastor Tom at the Abuja branch of Christ Embassy. That's somebody has been with Pastor Chris right from campus. But Pastor Tom was my prayer coordinator. That's my best friend. Hallelujah. Best male friend. Hallelujah. My wife told me one day that if you know because he was a lady, she would have broken our relationship. Because we are too close. But he was my prayer coordinator one time, and then we were at the same level. I was chemical, he was in electrical engineering. But then we were in the same room. But because he was my leader, I took over the cooking responsibilities. I will always polish his shoe. I will always iron his clothes. Always. I made sure that he had enough time to focus on prayer. I supported the work. People come and meet you behind and say, you should be the prayer coordinator. We don't like this. I say, shut up. What I say? Hey, because people, that people say that, they, like me and him, they have done us charm or something like that. I say, oh, if it's of us, just forget us. We became so close. And now I have people supporting me. When you support someone, somebody will support you. All together. A day will come when you need help. And God has given me help in this ministry. Great help. There are people that, like this mic was bought by a member. When I'm preaching, the other mic, not this mic, the other mic that I'm using was shaking. Somebody is not comfortable, the apostle's mic is shaking. This is high-tech quality mic. Just bought it. There are people that will say, okay, I will support you with this amount of money, I will give you this, and people have given a lot to support the work of God. There are people that will say, I will pray for you. You need it, and one day you will need it. Hallelujah. And then as you are supporting, God will raise support for you. You don't have to be seen. There are many people behind the scene making things happen for the great men of God he has mentioned. They don't have to be on top. Their life is reflecting. David Dam is already a star. Just by backing Selman. Sambulus is already a star. Globally, check his YouTube channel. All of them are stars in their own capacity. Look at Christ Embassy, Joe Praise. I have a video right in my laptop of Joe Praise backing singers. In the days, all of them were backup singers. Eben, all of them, backup. But today, they have been raised. Every time Pastor Chris, I had Joe Praise say that if they invite him anywhere, they don't go until they ask for permission from Pastor Chris. Please, is there any program? No program. Okay, before they go. That is why they are great. They see they don't connect honorarium from Pastor Chris. I had Joe Pray say it. I had Eben said it. I had Sina say it. We are the one that give. How can we be collecting money from him? And then you wonder why these people are great. See, once it's his program, we are there to support him. We are there. And then as Pastor Chris is being lifted, their life is being lifted. As you hold somebody up, you see, because Moses was up by Aaron and Hur, Aaron was known in scriptures. If Miriam never preserved Moses' life, we wouldn't hear her story. Hope you know that. The reason why we know Miriam today is because of Moses. The reason why we know Aaron, that is his elder brother, is because of Moses, not because of Aaron. So they supported him and they too, they rose. So when you support somebody, you too, you will rise. Hallelujah. And I really want to thank you everyone for the support. I'm really preparing on Sunday to thank everyone, especially for the church. A lot of people are making a lot of sacrifice for this church. And I'll be too stupid not to acknowledge it. Too obvious. There are people that will go a lot of extent, sacrificing to make this work go. And then I'm really grateful. On Sunday, I will properly appreciate every one of us. But let me start today by appreciating especially the pastors. Thank you so much. God will bless you. In Jesus' name. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Spreading the kingdom through the supernatural is what I'll be charging us before we close briefly. Hallelujah. And then Zion, yesterday I prayed for you too because I know you couldn't come, maybe because of Zango. I prayed for you to receive your own. Praise God. Hallelujah. Spreading through the supernatural. The supernatural means the extraordinary. The paranormal, the preternatural, the supranatural, and the unnatural. Anything that is extraordinary, anything that is unnatural, anything that is paranormal, anything that is supranatural. We don't grow until the supernatural elements come into our life. Hallelujah. Until people begin to see results that is abnormal, that is beyond the normal. Hallelujah. That cannot be tallied with the norm. Being a Christian makes you a supernatural being. Because when you give your life to Christ supernaturally, you got saved. And then the fivefold ministries are all spiritual and supernatural gifts. Now, there are things I want us to know about the key fact of the supernatural. The first is that the supernatural cannot always be explained by the natural people. Anytime things are happening and then you can explain it, then it's no longer supernatural. In Exodus chapter 8 verse 19, the Bible says the magicians that withstood Moses, they said, this is only the finger of God and we cannot understand it. The supernatural cannot always be explained. How is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this making the decision? Why is this being done? The supernatural is always a signet of God. God will always move and tell you that this is my sign. And then a sign that I'm participating in what you are doing is that supernatural things will begin to happen. Hallelujah. Now the supernatural is not always spectacular. Now I'm writing a book. We are supposed to actually release 5 books, this conference. But I just shipped it up in the intentionally, hallelujah. But I believe it will be released quick. In one of the books, I shared the story of a healing I witnessed in Glory Dome. Hallelujah. And then it was 2019. Now, the first time I was in healing deliverance in Glory Dome was, I think, 2013. And then I've been hearing. So I was in the healing and deliverance service one time Tuesday, and then Dr. Paul Edith came up after ministering, and I said, I released this, and he made declarations. So I was there, waiting to see what will happen. Waiting to see whether angels will come from the window, or angels will come from the roof, or people will fall down, or something, oil will begin to drop, or something like that. Or people will fall down and begin to roar, and begin to vomit. And then now he said, if you are touched, can you come out, can you begin to sing? And then I saw people fell the floor. I said, okay, let me hear what they were out to say. Then this woman said, when I came, I had growth in my breast. But after he gave the word, I touched it, I could not feel it. This person said, I had hyena growth. And then I could not feel it. This person will say, what is happening? But there was nothing spectacular that happened here. Now that particular testimony was a cancer victim, and the lady was sitting behind us. And then he gave a word, he said, somebody be, and then the woman came out and testified. And then she came from US, and then she was healed as he gave the word. I felt a touch, and then I was supernaturally healed. When she finished the testimony, she came and sat behind me. I said, Jesus Christ. So this thing happened right behind me. The supernatural is not always spectacular. I heard Ben Hinn said, if you expect the spectacular, you will always miss the supernatural. If you expect something weird, like spooky, you know, spooky. Some people want this cool feeling. Ooh, shh. Oh, I felt some heat. Bishop Benedict said he doesn't like falling down too in his church. The one time he was praying for a lady, she fell down and vomited. He said, he won down. This is the last time. It must not be that spooky feeling. A lot of supernatural things happened yesterday. The fact that you didn't fall down didn't mean something supernatural didn't happen. Some people fell down. You that did not fall down, it doesn't mean nothing happened to you. Bishop Dagoed me say he has never fallen down. Say you'd be surprised. Say the day he started ministry. Say he was in a meeting. They will lay hands on everybody. Everybody be falling down. But he did lay hands on him. He did not fall down. Then God told him he will start ministry. Say like Job, he started ministry. He has never fallen down. Say he has been praying to see an angel in his life. He has never seen one. But then somebody came and slept in his room. And then in the morning, the person was telling him, an angel came to my room. He said, eh. I said, as he was hearing, he was angry. He was thinking, the person was thinking he was happy. He said, God, I've been in this room all this while. You have never appeared to me. And you know that I've been praying for this thing. You don't have to see an angel. Personally, I don't believe I don't need to see an angel. I have had a few encounters. But even if I've never seen an angel, it doesn't matter to me. Sincerely. It doesn't matter whether I see an angel or not in my life. Whether I see a child of being inside of him, it doesn't matter. The word of God is enough. I believe it. The Bible says, to he that believe, there shall be a performance. I don't care whether somebody fall down. I did that thing before. No, I'm not moved whether somebody fall down or not. I would prefer to sit down. That is why I don't like somebody shouting when I'm preaching. Hey, hallelujah, preach, glory, praise the Lord, hallelujah, shout. I don't like that thing. I don't like it. Because to me, a sign you are really blessed, you will be serious. You will pay attention. Hallelujah. See that Pastor Mid was here. We had the first time on Sunday, and then I'm like, yeah, God. I like somebody that is calm with me. I don't want to listen, but people are different. Hallelujah. If you are shouting, you can shout anyway, but me, I don't like it. Hallelujah. I really want you to listen. Because if it's really hitting you, you will not be shouting. Hallelujah. Receive grace to be calm. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So it must not always be spectacular. A lot of things are happening in our life that we are expecting to be spectacular. You know, the reason why many people don't testify about supernatural provisions is because when they leave the service, they don't get a miracle alert. But then, in that week, God saved them from their phones crashing. God saved them from an accident that would have cost them treatment. God saved them from many things that make them not to spend money. and then they had a lot of money saved. But then they will not testify that one because it was not spectacular. Are you understanding me, guys? Yes. People expect, okay, the reason why apostle laid hands on me and I did not receive instant healing, but after a while I got healed, they will not testify because they took malaria drug. It is the prayer that made the drug to work. The prayer made you to be able to go and buy the right drug. Come on, are we together? When you understand the way supernatural things happen, a lot of your mindset will change. You need to attend a lot of this supernatural. You know, anytime I go to crusade, all the men of God that have been to Kogi there for crusade, Apostle Selman and Joseph Suleiman have been here, several the Pastor Tebule of Kumuyi and Pastor, all of them that have been to this city multiple times, and I've been in the crusade. And you hear a lot of things happen. I learned from my own experience that the supernatural is not always spectacular. Not always. Hallelujah. Sometimes it can be spectacular. I'm not saying it's not. That's why, are you hearing my English at all? Not always what? Spectacular. There are spontaneous moves of the Holy Ghost that are spectacular. But then when you always put your hand like that, and then as you grow, especially as you mature with God, God will not be moving with you spectacularly. You that you have grown, He will not be moving with you like that. He doesn't need to come and say, once He speaks to your heart, He expects you as a grown-up child to believe it. Hallelujah. The supernatural lifestyle is not a gift, but an outflow of spirituality and intimacy with the Holy Spirit. The more you grow and flow with the Holy Spirit, your life will become more spiritually inclined, and then you begin to experience supernatural things. As I work with God about supernatural provisions, I have learned that God supplies. Guys, I have learned that what? God supplies. I remember January, myself and my wife, we needed a particular money, and then we held hands together and said, Lord, we need this money. Then by evening, I got an alert from somebody. By afternoon, I got an alert from somebody. Then I was like, why did he send me money? He said that he was not the one that sent me the money. He said one of his friends wanted to send me money. He said he woke up that morning, that was the same time we prayed my wife, and he felt I should send money to apostle. But he was ready, but he didn't have money. So he called one of his friends that had money and told the person to send to us, and then he will send him later when he has. Are you understanding that at all? Yes. As you grow, you understand that it is not a gift. The more you relate with God, supernatural things will begin to happen to you. It's not a gift that you take the gift. As you grow, a lot of spontaneous things will be happening in your life. People will step into your life like magic. Like what? Magic. A lot of things that are happening in this conference are supernatural things. A lot of people in attendance, a lot of people that came are supernatural things. We pray for particular things together. Hallelujah. And then God is confirming it. The supernatural never contradicts the written word of God. Nobody will come to you and say, the Lord has led me to slap your baby in your stomach. Hallelujah. Or the Lord has told me to end your marriage. Was it Anselm that posted that some people prophesy and then end marriage? Is that not prophetic? Was it you are right on your status? Is you right? There are people that prophesy and end marriages. I have an anointing to it. I am sent to do that. Hallelujah. No, it's not the word of God. Hallelujah. The supernatural doesn't contradict the written word of God. What God has done together, no man should put us on that. We look to bring solutions to them. Praise God. But the supernatural never contradict the word of God. That is why, as supernatural as God was, the Bible says a baby will dwell in 9 months. Jesus Christ has to come to the womb of Mary. Are we together? One time somebody came and testified in Dunamis, and he said that after that, daddy prayed for me. I didn't even sleep with my wife, and then she conceived. It was a miracle. Daddy took the message. It's a lie. You cannot. It's a lie. It's what? A lie. You cannot tell us that. You cannot tell us that. It's a what? A lie. Maybe she had it. She was pregnant before something, but it cannot be. Because that's not the process of conception. Are we together? Yes. So the supernatural never contradicts the word of God. If the word of God says you will rise gradually, there is no supernatural word that will shift your life to become a billionaire when you have not built the status or the capacity to rise. Hallelujah. You know, that is why many people receive a lot of prophetic word. See, if somebody should come today, to me today, and tell me, By this time next year, Shekinah Encounter Center will be having 200,000 members. The truth is, I don't know for you, but me, I know it will not happen. It will not happen. I don't have faith. Things are not done like that. Even in the kingdom of God, things grow. It can get to a level where it can happen fast. But now we need to grow. If we have 200,000 people, we may not be able to manage it. The more people you have, the more your problem. Have you know that? Is that true? You will know that you have exponential problem. Even to maintain toilet, to create toilet for them is another problem. You go to the Glory Dome, the toilet department, they are on service 24/7 during service. You will see queue, 200 people on queue. You will see water flowing every time. You see only, there are things we need to grow first. We need to have a lot of workforce. I learned that from Kenneth E. Hagin. He said, until your workforce is strong and then you have the capacity, God will never give you. God will never give you what you pray for alone. He will give you what you can manage. If we cannot manage 100,000 people, we will never have them. Come on, are we together? That's why I said, there are things that I know that will never happen. One of the Sundays, I was declaring that this will be the last time you will trek coming Sunday. One of us here did not lift up his hands. And I said, this person is wise. By his calculation, by next year, I don't want to be driving. I want to have saved money. I want to build the house. I want to have done this or something like that. Come on, are you understanding what I'm saying at all? You're not understanding me. There are things that cannot happen like that, though. Sister Kate visited my house one day and she was telling me that this is a house that I should have. I said, I don't want that kind of house now. You remember, right? She said, I don't want that kind of house. I said, why? What am I going to do? I said, me, I don't want it, though. I don't want it. There is a house you have that you attract armed robbers at your current level. There is a house you have that you must have a matching car to that house. Imagine having that kind of house and trekking. It doesn't balance. They will say, I did charm. Is that not true? Yes. So there are things that will never happen supernaturally for you until you grow. But then when you grow, on their own accord, they will fall on you. They will what? Fall on you. They will fall on you. We need the supernatural because the natural is controlled by the supernatural. I remember we were praying for people to join the church and then come for the conference. And then I remember, do you remember those prayers? Wisdom and perseverance. We are praying for people. And then after the first night of the conference, I was like, where are these people coming from? I was shocked. And then some people met us that they didn't even know we are in this town. That they didn't even know that we are in local church. I should have been coming since. I believe our prayer prayed them to come. One of those men, I learned this prayer, I've been mentioning it, but let me say, I learned it from Pastor Mint one day. We came for a Friday meeting that time, and then he said, he decreed that let the spirit of people carry their body to church. That is an MFM prayer, I believe. So we command their spirit to carry their body to church. And then I went home and I was like, this prayer is going to work. So I tried it that Sunday. I said, Lord, I command people that have not been in church for like 3 months to come this Sunday. Give me this as a sign. That Sunday, 3 people came that have not been around for a month. So why did you come? See, they don't know. They just woke up and just feel they should come. Everything in the natural is controlled by the supernatural. Are we together? Money is a supernatural substance. If you don't control it in the realm of the supernatural, it will not happen in the natural. I heard that from Pastor Chris the first time. So until you have money in the realm of the spirit, you will never have it in the realm of the physical. The man of God taught us yesterday, he said, finances are spiritual things. That like occulting people tell demons to go and bring money to them. That is how we can release angels and they will go and cause money to come. I read from Kenneth E. Hagin, who said God told him that declare the amount of money you have, release angels and then they will go and bring it. People become wealthy by demonic powers and they cannot explain why, because it is demons that made them to prosper. That is why they cannot explain it. In Africa, many people that are wealthy got wealthy by diabolic means. That is why when you ask our politicians on TV, how do you become rich? Now God. It is what? God. Ask any politician, how do you have that kind of money? They will say it's God. But when you have Warren Buffett, how did you become wealthy? He can tell you ABC of how he rose. Even though in all there has a supernatural element, but he can explain it. But most people in Nigeria is just ritual. You see a man bathing on the river or bathing at the junction on the night. And then in 2 months' time, he has billions in his account. And then he cannot explain how it's happening. Hallelujah. Why? Because money is controlled supernaturally. When you learn to control things in the realm of the spirit, they will happen in the natural. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. God uses the supernatural to get the attention of men and people. You know, I heard from Dr. Paul Ennett, he said, you don't build a church on miracles and healings. Now, somebody like him should be able to say that because he's working in that dimension. Hallelujah. He said, you don't build a church based on miracles and healing. You build a church based on the word of God. He said, you can use miracles to attract people. Because the supernatural always gets the attention of people. We heard that there is a man of God there, that a dead person rose in that service. Let's go there. We heard that a dead person was healed there. Let's go there. We heard that many people, 85% of people that attend healing and deliverance service on Tuesday in the Glory Dome are not members from the denomination itself. There are people that fly all over because they have heard that God is moving there. Like when you are sick, they will even advise you don't go to hospital, go to healing and deliverance service first. After, you go to hospital. All together? So the supernatural gets the attention of people. People will want to hear. People want to know. People want what is happening here. And then so the supernatural always gets the attention of people. In Exodus chapter 3, the Bible says, when Moses saw the bush burning, it caught his attention. And then he went close to see. When supernatural things begin to happen in your life, people will want to hear. Is that not true? People will want to hear. There was a time when nobody would ask me anything about ministry. Hallelujah. But now I have a pastor. Some people, I had 3 calls this year. They say, please, I want to travel to locals. I want to come and ask you how to do this. How is this happening for you? I say, no, don't travel or don't come. I can counsel you on phone. Hallelujah. Say, how are you doing this thing? I remember, I didn't know who put the picture of our new auditorium. I didn't want it to go online. And they said, a bunch of people saw it. I don't know maybe how they saw it. Ah, man of God, I'm coming. Next week, I'm coming. How are you doing this thing? I said, no, don't come. I can counsel you on phone. Because these things are not what, they came out of us. Is that not true? It came out of us, but it has a way of getting attention. By the time I drive a car to this plaza, or if people have been sitting down here and say, ah, this man of God, something is happening here. And then the next 2 months, 3 months later, Pastor Ben, like, drive his own. Pastor, I mean, everybody, we just come and park after service. Everybody will suit. Next Sunday, I'm coming. Is that not true? It will get the attention of people. When they see all of us after service, everybody, everywhere is blessed. It will get the attention of people. Always, the supernatural get the attention of people. There are churches I heard that one of the churches in Nigeria said that if you go there, you don't have a child, you always have a child or something like that. People, it gets the attention of people. People want to go there. If you don't marry, you go to this church, you marry. People want to be there. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Yes. So the supernatural always get the attention of people, always. And then we must go for them. We must desire it. Hallelujah. We must want it. We must want it. Jesus used the supernatural to advance the kingdom of God. In John chapter 2 verse 23, when he turned water to wine, in John 11 verse 45, anytime, you know, people wouldn't have followed Jesus Christ only because of his teaching. Now, think about it, guys. Do you think redeemed the RCCG Church of God, hallelujah, will be this big only because of the way Daddy G.O. preaches? Do you think they will be like this? How many of you have ever listened to 5 of his messages? 15. 15 messages. Wow, you have tried. The rest of us have not listened to it. Why? Because maybe because of his style of preaching. He's calm. It's not that spectacular. People like, especially young generation, now they like Rema. They like on the mountain of Zion. This is out of Zion. We are like this Zion. What is kind of what they used to say? Eh? Corridors. Yeah, corridors. Yes. Ah! Corridors and vistas of heaven. They like weird things. Eh? Chambers of what? Chambers of your heart. Ah! You will gyrate every youth. But at the end of the day, you will say, Holy Ghost Conference, wonderful God. You put his point on it. I have 5 things to tell you. He is wonderful. That means he is full of wonder. And today you will experience the wonder of God. Hallelujah. He is glorious. And that is what he gave. There are 5 things he gave that we are full. He said, that means he is full of that thing. That is it though. And then he said, stand up, I want to pray for you. And then the people will return again next month. Because when he said, I want to pray for you, you know that levels are changed. My daddy said this will happen. No shouting. Sit, he can sit down and say, my daddy said this will happen. There is one of you here. Have you ever seen an altar called here before? Many people that come by is not because of the one day you receive prayer. They will come on there 100 times. Because you advance by the supernatural. One testimony can change your life forever. All the mega churches are into the supernatural. All of them. Christ Embassy, RCCG, Living Faith, Dunamis, Salvation Ministries. All the mega top frontline church, Deeper Life Christian Church, Miraculous. When you hear that Pastor W.F. Kumi's testimony, you don't believe. Somebody came with an eye that was plastic. Like they have removed the eye and it was a plastic eye. And he was ministering, and then the person discovered that he had new brown eyeballs. Brand new. Another one came with and put it or something like that. Kaduna. It grew. People are not just there because of the ways. There are supernatural things. So when I had all of the testimony, I said, where are they behind these stories? Supernatural things. You see people loyal like that is because of something, no? There is something. Hallelujah. So we advance the kingdom by the supernatural hand of God. And then the early apostles always move by the supernatural. People will come to Peter's meeting not because of only what he had to share, but because his shadow was raising the dead. Handkerchief of Peter. All those moved, they used the supernatural to advance the kingdom of God. They went to a whole city and they wanted to sacrifice to them and say, no, we are not gods. Because they behave like God by the supernatural work of God. May your life, may you want to be supernatural. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. The supernatural is an advertisement to the carnal man. Carnal people don't want rhema. That is why they prefer spontaneous move. Hallelujah. They what? Prefer what? Spontaneous move. There is a prophet, he used to do what we call instant miracle prophet, Emmanuel Makandua, all the way from Zimbabwe. Many people prefer him. He said that, I heard him say recently, you know, I have his messages until last Sunday. Till the one he preached last Sunday. I listened to him very well. He said that, He will tell his son, if his daughter should ask him, should I attend a church that do miracle or a church that teach the word of God? He said he will advise his children, go to a church that teaches the word of God. Because eventually the word of God will produce a miracle. Don't go to a church that is based on miracle. Carnal-minded people always want miracles. But then after a while you may not sustain it. After a while, you will not grow, your life will not last. Now, somebody like that should be able to say something like that at this level. Is that not true? And then you too, if you are wise, you should listen. If somebody like Pastor Chris say, I will prefer to teach you the word of God than to heal you. Somebody like that, talking like that, you should be smart enough to know that he knows what he's saying. Is that not true? Yes. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Your calling will be confirmed by the supernatural. By the things happening in your life, it will confirm that you are called. Come on. The call will be confirmed in the name of Jesus. it will be confirmed that you did not call yourself. 2 days ago, I was praying. I was saying, Lord, thank you for confirming this ministry. At least some people that did not believe I was called, now will believe. Is that not true? Some people that are not level of good, I will make some people else to believe. But there are people that will never believe until certain things begin to happen. Many people, a sign you are calling to ministry is when you have money. When you begin to have cash, when you begin to have, that is a sign to many people. They will never believe you are called. Until some things begin to happen, you need some supernatural proofs. Some people not believe you are calling the singing ministry. Oh. Start singing ministry, not ministry. Your mother will tell you, are you okay? So you went to school, well, look for a job, get out here. But raised to Nathaniel Bassi, and you say, yes, my son is into the singing ministry. Yes. She will be calling you a singer. She will not believe your call until there is a proof. Until there is a supernatural dimension. You know, Pastor Min was telling me one time, a gist with his parent. I don't know, on my head, I've already mentioned him, so I have to share it. My apologies, hallelujah. So something happened, and then he did a visit, and then he blessed his father. So his father called him and said, this is too much for me. So he discussed his mom, about what business he wanted to do before. And the mom, I don't know if she has ever spoken. So she now asked him, so how far about that business you spoke about? How is it going now? She now believed that he was sent by God. People will not believe you. I was listening to this man, this comedian, what is his name? Akodai. Not him, Alibaba. He said he felt like comedy was his thing because he started a comedy show in Nigeria. So that his father said he's not his son, he disowned him. So one day he drove Mercedes 280 to the house. And then after greeting the father, discussing, the father refused to talk to him. He was just avoiding him. So he said, okay, daddy, I'm going tomorrow. Okay, so I'll leave it tomorrow. Okay, safe journey. Then when he was leaving, and then he was going to say, you're not carrying your canoe. So he said, the bed is for you. He said, Alibaba, the man. He said, he refused to call him all his life. I was listening to him share the system. Not that I read, I heard him share it. So that the first thing that came out of the mouth of his father is Alibaba. There is something you will do to your parents, they will believe you are an apostle. One credit Allah to my father. You will see him here next year. He next year, he'll be here. You think it's a joke? Like that though. One car, you'll be here next year. Say, let me go and see my son. I want to come and visit you. He will invite himself. The reason why they don't believe you is because there's no supernatural thing to prove it. One supernatural thing, he will come. And then you will have it. Before this time next year, you will have a supernatural encounter. Something about your life. All the things that, how many people have you told people before something about your life that they doubted you? You say you have a vision, plenty, right? Say you have a vision. God is saying, look at you. One of the greatest things that have happened to my life is God has given me mentors that believed in me. Reverend Fidelis Maker is somebody that I can never forget in my life. When I told him God called me into ministry and to start a ministry, he said, yes, you can start. Came here and inaugurated it. So people will never believe. That was where I learned also to believe in people. If you come and tell me God has told you to start 3G prophetic ministry, I will believe you. I will what? Believe you. Because I have been believed. If not because I was believed, I will not be here. He didn't want to see any move in my life or anything like that, any rema. I was looking lanky. I was in 400 level that time. I traveled to go and see, not 300 level. I was nothing. But he believed me. He believed that I went with a paper and I typed. I said, this is what God told me. He read it. He said, yes, it's okay. It can happen. Hallelujah. All those things that people are not believing you, all you need is one proof. One proof. And then they will believe you are called. Tell somebody, you're a pastor. Now, you're a pastor. Is it a type of bishop? If it is a type of bishop, pastor, that is wealthy like that, they will believe you're a pastor. But so long as you are trekking, they will not believe. Come on, hallelujah. There is a man of God that has a fiancée that everybody knows the fiancée, and then they are not yet married. Everybody will believe that she's really heard from God and she's waiting. If it was not a man of God, Eve is not that particular man of God. Don't you think people say it's witchcraft? But nobody will ever meet her and say you are delaying your life. Oh.
Don't understand the person I'm talking about at all. You know, I'm with the mic now, I cannot mention name. Everybody will see at the major everywhere. The man is almost is advanced in age anyway. Nobody will go and advise and say, leave. She will woozy you, she will slap you. If he is a trekking pastor, she will have advised herself. Nobody will believe you, I'm telling you. You must contend for supernatural elements. Supernatural elements. If it's financing, it must be supernatural. Supernatural heavenly supply. Hallelujah. Supernatural spontaneous moves of God. And then it will happen in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you connect the supernatural? It's the first is you have to believe in it. You see, pastors, I want to tell you something. Every one of you, you will walk in the supernatural. Now this is not like a prayer. It will happen. Do you understand me? It will happen. You know, I was asking Pastor Ebenezer last week, how do you preach your sermon? How did you get your sermons? And then he told me how he got his sermons. And I did not tell him anything. That is exactly the way I get my sermons. Exactly. Everything that happened in my life will happen in your life. It's like that. You can never be stranded when you come to finances. You will never be stranded. Hallelujah. It will never happen. Believe in it. Believe that you can pray for the sick and they will be healed. Believe that word of knowledge can work through you. Believe it. Believe that when you step out to minister, one of these things when we step out to ministers, I have discovered that I love preaching in Shekinah Encounters in more than anywhere in the world. Hallelujah. But I discovered that when you go outside, as a guest minister, the expectation of people is different. You want to minister in another way or another supernatural move like that. And I discovered that it's always different for me than when I am here. Hallelujah. And maybe because people here are used to me, and then the way I'm declaring, things happen not the way things, I want things to happen because I don't want my members to be trained and turn me to a native doctor or a herbalist. That's what I'm talking about. I really want people to understand the word of God so that they can self-produce results. But when you go to minister, you only minister the supernatural day because you are leaving the next 30 minutes. So I take time to minister in the spirit and then it's always different. And I've seen God do things that are myself, I didn't know it could happen through my life. Come on, all together. You will experience the supernatural. Healings, deliverances. Hallelujah. Sheye will be here this evening. And the way I met Sheye was, I went to minister, and it was even an Equa church here. And then it was Equa church, you have to control yourself. Mistakenly, I was preaching, and then I spoke in tongues. I said, sorry. I said, can I continue this? That was it. That was the permission I needed. And then it was another. From there, I went to ESM Koji Poly. And then they kept inviting me until I was tired because I didn't want the system. Yes. And then I remember going to Isalu. From that one meeting, when I went to Isalu, it was another thing altogether. So you will walk in the supernatural thing, you will see things happen. You will know things supernaturally. You know, most of the time on Sunday here, I will stand and I will say, I am not the kind of person that say, the Lord has just spoken to me now, I heard this, and the Lord is going to come. Well, if you are used to my style, that's not the way I operate. But many of the time I will stand here and then God will tell me, do this. I don't want to train my people until I say, God said it before they believe me. I want them to be able to believe me when I say, this is what God has said. I don't want to say God has spoken to me now, the Lord, because they'll be more attentive. I should be able to say now your life is changing. I don't need to tell you, God tell me your life is changing. You should be able to believe me. I don't need to tell you that when I woke up this morning, as I was about to raise up from my bed, the God spoke to my right ear. I said, when you go, declare that this month. But it has happened to me severally. There are several Sundays I woke up right on my bed. There are days I have strange dreams. That I said I woke up right in a lot of encounters. Last two Sundays, as I was about to wake up right from my bed, it was like, I don't like sharing most of these stories. Let me not even share it. Hallelujah. But a lot of things has happened. I came here and I made decrees. I don't want the people to, I'll be sharing them my encounter. There are many things I never shared. Like the one I shared yesterday about prayers. I wouldn't have ever said it, even though because it was because of the pastors and because I told them that's why. There are many things I have experienced. that I don't even like sharing on stage. Maybe because I feel it's not time. And then maybe because I feel there's no need for it. But these are my encounters. I have seen unbelievable things. Unbelievable. Unbelievable things that sometimes I will have to listen to other men of God to confirm that what I saw was from God. Real encounters. I didn't want to tell you what happened that day when you came and shook my hand. He came and shook my hand on Tuesday. No, on Thursday, right? Was it on Thursday? And then he said, what is happening to you? Your body is so hot. I was coming from a... because Thursday is a 3 day, and I was also coming from an encounter because I came for us to pray. I had to leave and come. And I cannot share this story because there's no need for them. Yeah. I don't want to become like the Lord spoke to me this morning when I was praying. I had him in my right ear, I had him in my left ear. I don't want that kind of thing. I don't want my members to be like that. But when I go outside, I can do that. But the people that are really my people, I don't want them to have that kind of mindset. Come on, are you understanding me? Yeah, I can say that, then I will leave in 1 hour. When they have problems, they will also talk with their pastor. I'm not the one, but I don't want my people to tell me that I want to get into the relationship. So what is God saying? I need a supernatural conviction. So apostle, I want to join faith with me and pray with me whether this person is the will of God. No! I want to, so that if the marriage is not what, you'll blame me later. Because you say, that's what will happen. You don't know, that's what will happen now. It's you that will blame, oh. They will say, I read apostle and he prayed about it. I learned from Kennedy. He said, don't do that. Show them how to hear from God and let them make the decision. So that if it doesn't work, they made a choice. Is that not true? I will never tell somebody, yes, this is God's will for you, me. So that if it doesn't work, you blame me. You say, apostle, I came to you, deceive me. Because they will come to you. But when you decide, you will make your relationship to work. So I will train you how to hear. It's when you heard wrongly and you come to me. I'll not tell you to any though. I will tell you stylishly, unless you are my mentee. Or a son like that. That way I can tell you directly. I've told you several, all of you guys, there are things I will tell, if it's you, I'll say, okay, you can do it. Just go. I'll say, okay, it's like that. I'll say, yes, it's like that. I'll just keep quiet. Until when they have tried and it's working, say, okay, finally, it's like this, actually. And if the person would believe you. But when somebody comes and say, no, this is not the will of God. Somebody say, no, this is not the will of God, this is not the will of God. No. Hallelujah. So you have to believe in it and then train yourself. Build your faith. Believe that what you say, like the man of God saying that yesterday there was somebody with chest pain from the right chest feeling to the back. How many of you know that some men of God will just say that kind of thing and just go down? And then, you must have the boldness. I remember when I started in the world of knowledge, it was like a joke. In fact, it was one prayer and make a 400 level. And then I was on stage ministering, and then you know, the way the things happen is you can know 5 things in a split second. Like in a split second, you know a lot of things. Like you know that this is your name, this is this. Like it will just be like ever got a word of knowledge. I just feel like somebody who slept and then woke up and then her hair was cut. And then you woke up in the morning and you could feel it. And I felt the person was in the service. Somehow I knew it. That was the first time. Should I try it? Will it work? So I said, okay, guys, I was bold enough. That time we will pray for 3 hours for 30 minute prayer or 15 minute prayer session. You will pray for 3 hours. You know that time your eyes, you are high already. You are high in the Holy Ghost. Understand? But there's somebody here, you slept here, and then this is student campus. Everybody was clean and touched in a packet service. How will you expect somebody to have that kind of encounter? 3 ladies came out. I said, did you hear what I said? She is here. This one was yesterday. This one was last week. 2 of them were in the night before that Monday. That was my first time I had my first word of knowledge. And from then I became bold. Anytime God told me something, I will believe it. I believe. I have been in services before when I say there is somebody here that did it, that is there, and nobody comes outside. They will not come outside. Me, I will not be moved by that kind of thing. After that, they will come, they call them mostly. So that thing you said, actually I was the one. But I don't want to come outside. So you imagine, and then if that one does not come outside, I will mention another one. Because some people will just get intimidated and just chicken out. Don't allow people's faces to move you. I have given many, they will not come and they will come out to service. And they don't know that the anointing on stage is different from when you sit down. That is what you don't know. If you are sitting there, it's only your normal faith. As I am standing here, it was different from the way I was feeling when I was sitting down. Something will come upon you, it's called the anointing upon for ministration. Declaring on stage is different. The yoke, it can break when the person is on stage.
Hallelujah.
I remember one day when I went to preach somewhere, I said that people that you want to give your life to Christ, you are serious. No closing of eye, come to the front. The people that came out, I was shocked. I said, did you hear what I said? I said, you have never been saved. I became bold though. If nobody come out, no, what is it? I know I had God. You have to believe and be bold. Even though you will never walk in the supernatural. I remember the first time I preached in Pastor. That time I was NCCA Papa. And then there was young guys, you know, teenagers, the way they respond to you is different. They are big boys. That's when the baby is there, the teenager girl is there, the property is happening, everybody is a big boy. And then I say, and then the things I got there were strange. Like, the first one was like, you came out and then you miss your slippers, white and green slippers, and then you miss it, and then something like that. Okay, if you are the one, come outside. Nobody came outside. Then I mentioned another case, three cases, and then nobody came outside. Then I felt like I should not do anything else until I minister to those people. Then I said, who is the person? And then the lady came out. Why were you wasting our time? Then she told me her story. And then this is what happened. And then her leg began to grow or something like that. It began to swell. And then her brother was there. In fact, it was even the brother that carried her to that service. And then I prayed for her and she was healed. And then the second case, and then when those first three guys came out, every word of knowledge I gave was acquiring. They are coming out spontaneously. Courage after the first. Imagine I was discouraged after the first three people. Nothing will ever happen again, though. You refuse to be moved. Nobody was healed. Lay their hands next time. You hear me? Hello, are you hearing me at all? You pray and they are not healed. Lay their hands again. Jesus Christ ministered to the man that was blind two times. But why do you see? I see men like this. Come. Take again. Is that not true? Hey, Jesus Christ. It's called the principle of double ministrations. Continually refuse. You don't be intimidated as a man of God. Even people who intimidate you out of ministry. Are you healed now? Say, I am feeling better now, but not like better. And I'm not really healed like that. You go and sit down. That's the point. You say, if you are healed, only if you are healed. If you are not, you don't come outside. I learned that the hard way anyway. Hallelujah. Ele, why are you laughing at me? Let's not hurt me. You have to be bold. Anytime you want to meet us, you have to be bold. If you had a dream, declare the dream with boldness. Declare it, because if you don't believe and build your faith, the devil will intimidate you out. Because the first dead person you will rise may not be the first dead person you will pray for. You have to keep praying for dead people. I don't know if you heard of Sorius Smith Wigglesworth, that he carried a woman and laid her on the wall and she came back with life. Have you heard that story before? Okay, you heard it right? It's Smith Wigglesworth.
Hallelujah.
And then the woman was dead. Maybe there was a battery because it was blinking. And then the woman was dead, and then she carried the woman and then kept her on the wall, tongue cold, and then as she was about falling down, she started walking and came back to life. Have you ever heard that story before? Okay, let me tell you the story. That's the way it happened. Carried her later on the wall and then come back to life. As she was falling down, she began to walk. But that was the fourth time he did it. When he carried her later to the wall, come back, she fell down like a dead body. Second time, come back, she fell down like dead body. Third time, carry that, she fell back. Then, no, I'm serious. For the fourth, it was the fourth time that she came back to life. Imagine if it was intimidated by the first time. When people are, you see, as a man of God, remove shame. If you don't remove shame, you never rise. So, I've had a apostle man say that many people have prayed for that never healed. Till today, not everybody gets healed. Have you ever been to crusade before? Did everybody get healed in that crusade? There is no crusade that you go to that everybody gets healed. Some people will still be wheeling their chairs after the crusade. Even if 1,000 people were healed. Is that not true? I go to all these any methods that miracles that happen. Not everybody gets healed. That will not deter you. That will not deter you. Just focus. It must happen. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Spend time with the Holy Spirit. Build your faith. Obey the leadings of God. The day. God, one of the messages that God, that, you know, The first message I ever listened to in my life was Secret of the Oil in my life. And then Subduing Kingdoms by Apostle Selman. Then You Are a Weapon by Dr. Paul Enetche. These are the three first messages I've ever listened to in my life. And then one of those things I learned in those messages was there will be a time when God is training you. But when it is time to rise, be bold enough to rise. Come on, are we together? When it will be time to rise, be what? Bold enough to rise. When it is time for you to do your first miracle, be bold enough to do it. Be what? Bold enough to do it. And I know every one of us. You see, the first day, God is training you. God is training you. And then one day, just come and do this one. Come and do this one. Be bold. I remember the first time I was to preach in NYC. That is during capitation. I think, okay, it was our transfer. You're not around. The case minister did not come. And then we are waiting for him. Corpus are already going. I have never preached and called people to give money before. I have never done it before. I was afraid. So when I got up, there was no message. I had no script. There was nothing on my head. And then after the lady just sang, and then from her song I picked up from there, and then I continue. You know, as you preach, you have styles of preaching. The more you preach, you get better. The more you sing, you get better. The more you play, you get better. You will meet the bad, the good, and the ugly. You will meet bad vocalists, good vocalists, and medium vocalists. You will meet someone that will say, play G and be singing F. You will learn how to navigate all those kind of things. So when she did, I just started from the message, and then after preaching, I gave out people to come and give capitation. I was not expecting anybody to come outside. I was not. That's the truth. But when I saw four people crying, I looked very well. Was it what I said, or was it the Holy? I don't know what really happened. But that was the day I said, I will not be afraid of any crowd again. I will not be afraid. You have to believe yourself. Build your faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Anytime they give you the mic, be ready to preach. Be what? Ready to preach. As well as the pastor. Anytime, be ready. Any topic. When you come and preach on self-control, come up and say, the scripture will come. The what? Scripture will come. Those times, and most often I discover that's always your best sermon. The sermons you don't prepare the most will always be your best. Because you will learn to rely on the Holy Ghost. I have learned that when you want to minister to supernatural, God will always, the highest miracles. I had a story from Dr. Paul. He said one time he was invited to preach in Makurdi. And then it was a crusade. And then when he has finished a lot of services in Abuja, and then when he got there, he was tired. So he ate food and then slept. And then it was 2 hours. And then he woke up 30 minutes to service. Say, God, help me. For the sake of these people, what? Help me. He said he has never recovered from that meeting. Never. That was when he saw the moves of God like never before. His biological father was healed. So always just believe that God is always there. All together. And believe the supernatural. Believe that you have supernatural supplies. You will pray for the sick and will be healed. Very soon we'll hear mind-blowing testimonies. Right in this center. It may be a prophecy, but I believe it's my reality. It will happen. All manner. The blind, the dead, the crippled, all manner of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Now I want to pray for you for a supernatural touch of God in your life. Hallelujah. And then many of us, an activation into a dimension. Wait, how many of you have ever seen a spiritual being before? In your dream? Or how many of you have ever seen something physical? How many of you have ever been touched before? How many of you want it? You want to have someone? How many of you promise me you'll not brag about it? There are people that when they see angel will not rest again. I pray for you, the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some of those encounters I have, that you will have them. That the eyes of your spirit be open. In the name of Jesus. May you have supernatural results in your life. May the sick be healed through your hands. May the impossible happen through your hands. May your words be confirmed in the name of Jesus. By the tool of the supernatural, we will spread the kingdom. By the moves of God in our life,
We will spread the kingdom. You will sing and people will be slain. You will play and people will be healed. You will minister and yokes will be broken. You will function in anywhere you are and be on fire for God. Your life will not be normal. There must be a supernatural phenomenon about your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, as we left yesterday, First Lady was telling me something about Zion, and I really want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you? You come to the front. Hallelujah. She made a very, very strong person. You know, working in a place, and then you go to a place that people wanted her to compromise, and then she sacrificed the job. She said, I don't want to do anything that would cause me to sin. I will pray for you now, and God will open supernatural doors for you. Because I was so, so, so disturbed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I just get some more oil? Little. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your daughter. I pray for grace that the